For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Here are some of your local election results. For more coverage, visit us online at kbia.org.
I'm Taylor Essler in Columbia. Missouri teachers will be relieved to know Amendment 3 did not pass Tuesday night, with 77% voting no. The amendment would have tied public school teachers' performance to standardized test scores. Those test results could have decided whether a teacher kept his or her job. Columbia Board of Education President Christine King says this defeat is good news for Columbia teachers.
I don't think Amendment 3 was well written. I didn't think that it was the appropriate timing. I mean, I'm happy that it didn't pass. But I think what it says is that there is a public out there, there is a group that says we want results in our public education and how do we get it?
King says that Columbia schools are working to make local reforms to teacher performance standards, but CPS needs the full state funding it was promised to make further improvements.
The state funded us what they were supposed to fund us. We would be in much better shape on things that we could do.
Missouri allocates public school funding based on a foundation formula that weighs factors like attendance and performance to divide funding across the state. According to King, Columbia District schools have been underfunded since 2009. Taylor Essler, KBIA News.
If we had one more week, we would have won this.
I'm Jack Howard in Columbia. That was Alice Turner. She helped publicize Proposition 2, a tax on new development. It was voted down on Tuesday night. Prop 2 advocates raised around $5,000 in the few weeks before the election against more than $100,000 raised by the opposition. Turner says even though Prop 2 is defeated, developers need to pay more to support public works.
Really raised awareness in the city of Columbia about the developers aren't paying their fair share.
City Council member Ian Thomas says the debate on tax development isn't over. Thomas says he thinks they'll continue to have a hard time passing similar taxes in the future, but he'll continue the fight. His next target is the capital improvement sales tax next year.
If that's not passed, then there won't be any new roads being built in Columbia. That's pretty much a certainty.
Thomas says the city needs more money to develop infrastructure like sewers and fire stations as it continues to grow. For KBIA News, Jack Howard.
I'm Tom Barclay in Columbia. Columbia's Mayor Bob McDavid was in a solemn mood Tuesday evening after learning Columbia residents voted against a proposition that would have funded extra staff positions at the local police and fire departments. 60% of voters were against Proposition 1. The act would have increased property taxes to allow the city to hire more public safety officers. Mayor McDavid says he will continue to monitor city funding to ensure that public safety remains effective, but says the city will need to offset sales tax shortfalls from rising internet shopping sales.
If e-commerce continues to accelerate, and if Columbia relies on its current funding mechanism for public safety, the math indicates that we will have a smaller police department, fire department in the future.
Mayor McDavid says the popularity of internet shopping has reduced sales tax revenues in Columbia per capita by as much as 20%. Tom Barclay, KBIA News, Columbia.
After easily winning a second term in office, State Auditor Tom Schweik says he hasn't decided whether he'll run for governor in 2 years. The Republican statewide office holder didn't have a Democratic opponent this election cycle. He took about 73% of the vote against Libertarian and Constitution Party candidates. After making his victory speech in Clayton last night, Schweik says he'll meet with his campaign team in the coming days to decide on whether he'll run for governor in 2016.
You know, I'm not one to wait. You know, I'm a relatively quick acting person, so we'll make a decision pretty soon on what we're going to do.
Former Republican House Speaker Katherine Hanaway already announced her gubernatorial bid. Attorney General Chris Koster is also expected to run as a Democrat for the post. Boone County elected a new associate circuit judge in the 2014 midterm election. KBIA's Abigail Corson has the story.
Two-time candidate Kimberly Shaw was elected as Boone County's Division 5 associate circuit judge Tuesday night after narrowly defeating newcomer Michael Whitworth. Shaw, who previously ran for the associate circuit judge in 2010 but was defeated by Larry Bryson, works as a public defender in both civil and criminal cases. She says that her years of experience and practice have prepared her for the job ahead.
We have a huge caseload with the Public Defender's Office. Boone County dockets are extremely busy, all of Boone County. Division 5 is also very busy. I think just being able to handle my caseload with the Public Defender's Office and put in the time I need to effectively represent my clients will carry over into that strong work ethic.
Shaw says in her new role as Associate Circuit Judge, She plans on running a courtroom that is rooted in the foundation of a mutual respect between individuals and a respect for the court system as a whole. Shaw will be inaugurated into office January 1st of 2015, following current Associate Circuit Judge Larry Bryson's retirement. Abigail Corson, KBIA News.
A Republican state senator was reelected in District 6. KBIA's Connor Smith has more.
Missouri residents in District 6 elected State Senator Mike Kehoe to his second term. Kehoe, a Republican, watched with friends, family, and community members as the incumbent senator defeated Democratic candidate Molly Freebarn. After a summer of campaigning for re-election, Kehoe says harder work lies ahead.
Campaigns are tough, but when you get into the actual seat and you have to start making decisions and governing, that's when the real hard work starts.
He says first up is helping Missouri find a funding solution for its roads.
Missourians agree that we need a funding solution. They didn't agree with the one that we presented to them in August. We'll continue to talk about that and try to find a solution. It's too important for the economy and the safety of our Missouri families.
Kehoe also says he plans to continue the conversation about providing a stable supply of energy to Missouri residents. Connor Smith, KBIA News.
It was a 50-50 split for the four constitutional amendments on the Missouri ballot yesterday. Among the two that passed was one to limit the governor's authority over the state budget. Todd Abergiano is with the group Missouri Club for Growth, which campaigned in favor of the amendment.
Whether it's Governor Jay Nixon or any future governor, they're going to have to really think twice before they make any decisions regarding the budget or the appropriations process that has any sort of a political tinge to it.
The governor's office so far has not responded to requests for comment. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.